storms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. At least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers' gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. These weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. And the Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day Celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to FunandMontgomery.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Etta James, song recorded right here in the great state of Alabama, before the flag was on I-65. It's 5.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll take your calls at 272-9228. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228, again, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, here with you with intellectually honest, factually correct, philosophically consistent radio on a daily basis. I don't even know how we got into this flag deal.
I'm not sure either, but here we are.
Yeah. I guess we'll continue it. Clint Jr. Didn't you already call once?
Yeah.
Didn't you start the whole thing
I
off?
Yeah, I called once.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people out there that think the American flag is a racist symbol. Are we going to turn our backs on that and choose something else to represent America?
No. The Confederate flag, the Confederacy lost to the United States, though, back in 1865. So, it's a poor example. John.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. My thought on it, my opinion, a lot of people, well, a lot of racists associated with money, too.
And, Hold on, slow down. A lot of racists what?
Is associated with money. They'll say to anybody that's white, rich, racist, and it goes right along with the Confederate flag, and a lot of those guys think that, you know, well, if I'm already being viewed as racist, what do I care? I'm just going to fly the flag anyway. And my thing is, I've never really cared for the Confederate flag. They lost. It's over. We're the United States. We're not the Confederate States. Let it go.
You're a smart man.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most salient point I've heard yet.
That's a great take, and it's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the best thing you said was a lot of people think, well, if they think I'm racist anyway, I might as well fly the flag and, you know.
And I think that, not, to me, it's not okay to not care about what somebody thinks because, I mean, you know, where's your character and your morals?
Yeah, I mean, there's times to disregard the opinion of, you know, of whoever, but this is not really one of them because why do you want to just confirm? Basically, why do you want to confirm you're a jerk?
Exactly. Y'all have a great day, man.
We just got a collect call from prison.
Oh, did you accept it?
Hell no.
I mean, I don't know. They might have had a hot take.
Hey, now, I will say this. We are huge in the prisons.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
I went and toured the prison. Like, it was minor rock star treatment.
It's almost like going to Canada.
Almost. Because we're so huge in Canada. It's like when Michael Knight would go to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He was so huge in Germany.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was the guy's name in real life? The Hoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah, Hasselhoff. When the Hoff was in Germany, he was so huge that he couldn't go anywhere. Same thing in prison. I mean, I was like, you know, it was huge. But then I realized we have 5 or 6 prison installations around here. And what else are they going to do?
Right.
But seek intellectually honest, philosophical. Hey, boys, in those prisons, tighten up.
That's right.
Keep your nose clean. You're going to get out one day, and you want to be a productive member of society. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, hey, yeah. As a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, I'll give you our perspective on the flag.
Okay.
Okay. All right, the flag is a symbol of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and the organization's created to honor the Confederate veterans.
Okay.
And that's our symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to correct you here on it being a racist symbol for the last 100 years. If you look at Klan marches in the 20s, where they had thousands of people walking up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, they're all carrying American flags.
Okay.
This thing didn't take off as a derogatory symbol, as a racist symbol, and really until about 1978, there was a march in Cummings, Georgia, and I can't remember what it was about, busing or something, and the news media, of course, was there, and they had thousands of people who were protesting. Obviously, these were white people. They're all waving Confederate flags, and the news media jumped on that, and that seemed to have been the start of this this epidemic of getting rid of Confederate symbols. And the sad thing is, you mentioned that the fact that the Sons of Confederate Veterans never went around and told the Klan they couldn't wave the flag. They weren't allowed to. The news media didn't give the Sons of Confederate Veterans, you know, 10 seconds worth of news time to come up and give their perspective on the Confederate flag. So the thing doesn't have a 100-year history of racism.
Well, it's a long history of racism, Bill. And I'll ask you this: if you put a Confederate flag on the back window of your car and drove around, what do you think people would think your views of black people is? Or what would they think? They would think you have a high view or a low view of black people.
Today, people would think you're a racist. But
right.
I'm telling
okay.
you.
But I'm okay.
Right.
So
since you used to, but
you don't anymore because you don't want people to think you're racist. But since
right.
you know and recognize that reality, and you and I know each other personally outside of this radio show, you're a good man. I believe that. But since you know that reality personally, since you're well aware of that reality today, don't you think it's a bad image to project on I-65 in massive form up there on that flag?
No, I don't.
Well, but you just admitted that everyone who looks at it assumes the person flying it is a racist.
I don't think everybody assumes that.
I think it's safe to assume. Even the people who fly it assume that. Because you just said that. You just said if you had a Confederate flag on your car, everyone would assume you're a racist.
I don't think everyone would.
Okay, the majority, the vast majority, 80-plus percent of people would say.
Okay.
Yeah, see? So why would you want to fly a flag on I-65 that's massive that everyone assumes is a symbol of racism?
I don't know. Well, you know, we do have our sign out there that says Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Yeah, but no one cares about that. That just means, you know, pick a new symbol. Pick a new symbol.
Right, okay.
Pick a musket, you know?
Right. But we
why not fly the actual Confederate flag?
Correct.
Well, if you want to get down to specifics, if you want to have historically and call it a racist flag, it would be the flag that was flying over the Capitol in Richmond.
Why not that one? Why not fly that one? Because people don't assume that's a racist flag right now.
Yeah, you talking about the original stars and bars with the stars in a circle, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about the one with the red and the white stripe and the blue field with the star.
Right, okay, right.
Why not fly that one?
Well, I tell you, we have had some controversy in the Sons of Confederate Veterans about doing that. But anyway, that's...
So I encourage you to take up that issue, Bill.
You know who basically did that?
Who?
The state of Georgia.
What pick?
Look at their flag.
Yeah.
They took the stars and bars as we talk about it off, right? And then they made a really weird flag that nobody liked, and everybody went nuts, and they voted out the governor. And then they didn't let him vote, but they did come up with a flag that looks pretty much just like the flag that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Because here's the thing. It still looks better than the Confederate battle flag, which is just a signal for hatred and ignorance. I'm sorry, it is.
I think you ought to bring up at the next meeting, Bill, why don't we change the flag that's flying up there, since that's a battle flag and it's infused with ideas of racism, and most everybody assumes that anybody who flies it's racist. Why don't we fly the original Confederate flag that flew over the Capitol in Richmond, that everybody recognizes was the flag of the country, of the Confederate States of America? Why don't we fly that flag? Because that doesn't seem to be infused with racism, and it still is a nod to our Confederate heritage, probably a more historically accurate nod to our Confederate heritage, and it won't turn as many people off. Why don't you recommend that at the next meeting, Bill?
Yes, I'll do that.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, bye. Bill's a good guy.
It's a good call.
I know Bill is never going to be wrong on history.
Yeah.
That man reads more history than anyone I know, and not just any topic. You
good.
Pick a topic. The man knows it.
Sounds awesome.
Duke.
Hey, Baron, you know what you've proven today?
That I am a intelligent, good-looking, well-sought-after radio host.
That everybody listens. See ya.
272922. That's true. That's true. Will.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
You guys know where the term Yankee comes from?
No.
Hold on. Heard what term? Say it again. I was screening a call.
Yankee.
Have I ever heard the term Yankee?
No, so do we know where it comes from?
Right.
No, I don't know where it comes from.
Actually, the Europeans called the Americans Yankees during the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm. For what
and
purpose,
so it was a term that they used to degrade Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, and to say that, you know, Yankees is not a term that should be used in a bad way from the South.
Yeah, it was a name disparagingly applied by Dutch settlers in New Amsterdam, New York, to English colonists in neighboring Connecticut. It may be from Dutch junkie, literally Little John, diminutive of common personal name Jan or Jan, or it may be from Jan Kes, familiar form of John Cornelius, or perhaps an alliteration of Jan Kees, a dialectical variant of Jan Kaas, literally John Cheese.
A lot of Jans.
So it was just a way of them saying they were basically calling us Jan.
Yeah.
And Southerners use that to degrade Northerners. But right. The fact of the matter is, it was a term.
But they've won 27 world championships. What are you going to do about it?
I know, right? I said it to say this. You know, we were separated from Europe, and in other words, when you bring the Confederacy up, the Confederacy basically breaks away from the United States. It's not that Southern history is bad or have is not meaning, but when the Southerners when the Southern states broke away from the United States, they broke away from the country. They didn't break away from It wasn't like, you know.
Yeah, and let me say this in terms of it. I've actually read Jefferson Davis's history of the Confederacy, you know, page for page. It was actually a page turner. And it's well reasoned. I mean, the reason the South left the North.
It was treasonous.
They didn't view themselves as treasonous. They didn't view themselves as doing anything wrong. They viewed themselves as catching the short end of a contract that wasn't upheld with the North and that they wanted out of. And they were basically, you know, suing for non-performance, so to speak, and saying, we're getting out of here, and, we have an exit clause in our contract. Our state constitutions all at the time said, we will join the Union provided we can leave whenever the hell we want. And Lincoln came and changed the terms of that contract and said, no, you can't. We will murder you if you try to go. It's like a jealous ex-boyfriend, right? I can't have you. Nobody can have you.
Well, and that's true, but at the same time, my point is we broke away from Europe to be one country, and then the South tried to break away from the one country.
Yeah.
And that was a bad thing. You can't do that. You basically it was a treasonous act.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, as bad as it was, something had to happen because people weren't just going to just sit and let slavery continue with that another.
Well, Will, we appreciate it. Your treatment of history is well appreciated, and you're welcome to call anytime. Thanks,
buddy. Oscar.
The Cubans call Americans Yankees.
Yeah.
Yankees. 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 But again, language has a meaning, and there's a tipping point at which language. A word in a language takes on a universal meaning. Like responsibility. Responsibility wasn't even really a word until like the mid-19th century. I mean, it wasn't used the way we use it. We talk about a responsible man, a responsible person. That didn't really exist. You ever read I'm trying to think of his name. Niebuhr? Reinhold Niebuhr?
Yeah.
He has a treatment on the responsible man. And he goes through sort of the history of responsible. And his idea is, I don't want to get into that. Let's just say this. The word responsible meant something different before.
Right.
And now we use it to mean like, I can take care of myself. I take care of my bills. I do responsible things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it meant before. Not what it meant before. But there was a time at which language flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And it took on a new meaning. And at that point, you have to sort of accept that new meaning. Like the word gay.
Right.
Gay used to mean happy.
Right.
But I wouldn't run around now and, like, in the street and be like, I'm so gay! I'm the gayest guy in Montgomery! Look at me and how gay I am! My wife might be offended. See what I'm saying? Like, words have meaning. Words have meaning. And those words change over time. And when that word changes, you have to sort of accept it or everyone's going to think you're nuts. Same thing with the flags and symbols. You accept it or move on. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners, all on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July. July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, guys, welcome back in. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. Auburn House Wash. But, Bear, why you say Auburn House Wash? I don't live in Auburn. I live in Montgomery. I live in Prattville. I live in Pike Road. I live in Autogaville. I live in Millbrook. Well, because they have a truck dedicated to the River Region. They got a truck dedicated to the River Region. Auburn House Wash. Easy to get in touch with. Easy number to remember. Watch this. 826-WASH. Boom. Nailed it. 826-WASH. Easy website to remember. Take note, business owners. You need an easy website to remember. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. And you also need an easy business model. What do they wash? Houses. Right? I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful business. AuburnHouseWash. AuburnHouseWash.com. 826-WASH. By all means, get my man Spencer on the phone. Get him scheduled at your place. A lot of times they can do the quote in like an hour. And it's cool. They mail you the proposal in your email like less than an hour after you get off the phone with
them. Bing, bang,
boom. Yeah, it's amazing. They come out there quick, uniformed, prompt, professional employees. They got plenty of insurance. Auburn House Wash, nothing to lose. Quote's free. Doesn't cost anything. 826-WASH, check them out. Our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner at 24 after. Ronnie?
Auburn House Wash. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't never heard about them, and I wouldn't never got my house washed.
And it looks amazing, doesn't it?
It does. I sent you pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will it do your house, if you got a storage shed,
mm-hmm.
it's all grimy and mold or whatever.
Right.
They'll wash that, too.
Yeah.
They don't care. They'll clean your business up.
Yeah.
Or your house up, or
they've
whatever.
They've done baseball stadiums. They've done shopping centers. They've done houses.
Well, all I can say to everybody that's listening, because the north side of your house don't get that much sun.
No, it looks terrible.
And it gets that moldy black hanging off.
Ugh, gross.
They clean it all up, yeah, up under your porches, mm-hmm. everything. You don't need to get a paint job.
No.
You just need to get them, and they're cheaper than a paint job.
What else is on your mind, my friend? Thank you for that, by the way. What's on your mind?
Well, anyway... I don't know about the flags and all that, but I've got a picture, and it's at a cemetery, and it's got the round stars and the star in the middle. That was the flag of the 1st Infantry of Alabama. And each state had different flags so they could identify each other. And the battle flag was to where they could rally there if their flag got shot down or something. But if you look up on Google how many flags the South had, it's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's true. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I appreciate it.
And everybody,
I didn't hang up on you, Ronnie.
Well, you cut me off.
Well,
and I know you had commercials because you had people to make money for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Well, I got to tell people about people like Auburn House Wash. Otherwise, how are people going
to
find
out? Well, I'm trying to help you.
I know. You did a good job. I even sent the salesperson a note saying that we had a great caller mention of Auburn House Wash. So.
Well, he gave me a 10% discount because I mentioned y'all.
Hey,
I hope that's still going on.
Boom.
Hey, Ronnie, now look. Next time you go telling somebody, knowing Baron Coleman never got you a damn thing, you remember that, all right?
I told him Jack Campbell got it.
Oh, my bad. I don't believe it.
I hope, Jack, if you're listening, I hope you're doing well, my friend. I love you much, and I hope he comes back.
I do too, Ronnie, and I'm sure he will. Thank you so much. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure, you know, we're sort of talking about the Confederate flag and where it's used and all that. Have you noticed the Alabama coat of arms has it in it as well? And, you know, it's obviously placed there because that was a flag that flew over the state of Alabama at one time. But I know a lot of state agencies still use that or a portion of that in their departmental seals. I've kind of wondered how long is it going to be before those are taken off.
Yeah, I don't think the Confederate battle flag ever flew over Alabama.
Well, true, but I mean, I know it was, you know, being the cradle of the Confederacy and, you know, first White House and all that, because I think that's probably the reason why. But my point is, you know, with everybody trying to remove this or wash it out, you know, how long is it going to be before these state agencies have to remove that or redesign their symbols or emblems or whatever? I know when Aaliyah, the law enforcement agency, took over or was created, you know, they had to change a lot of the trooper cars and the badges that the troopers and law enforcement agencies wears and that kind of thing. So
I think the coat of arms would be probably more accurate if they use the actual Confederate flag instead of the battle flag.
True.
It was adopted, incidentally. I looked it up while you were talking. It was adopted in 1939. So,
cool. Well, yeah. You know, I just think it's a matter of time before that's going to be, I won't say attacked, but focused on to be redone or revised.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got the ancient coat of arms for France, the three fleur-de-lis. Mm-hmm. It's got the ancient coat of arms for the crown of Castile for Spain. It's got the Union flag of the United Kingdom. And then it's got the battle flag of the Confederate States of America. So that's the only one that's not the actual whatever. But, you know, I mean, should it be there? I don't know. I don't really care. I just don't want to fly it on the interstate. I thought that's how this whole conversation started. I don't care if it's embedded in some imagery somewhere. But when you display it like that, you're sending a certain message. But.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I can honestly say during my travels, I have not been to Texas yet, but every single state that I have driven through, mm-hmm. south of the Mason-Dixon line, the Stars and Bars has been flying on public land in multiple places. I was actually shell-shocked when I got into Virginia and such like that. It's like, my goodness.
I know a lot of people use Stars and Bars as a shorthand for the Confederate battle flag. It's not.
Correct.
Stars and Bars was a specific flag. It was the white, the two red and the one white stripe with the blue field in the upper left-hand corner. It was not the Confederate. I don't know why people call that the Stars and Bars, but I've let it go like seven times
today.
Being
a young child, that was always, I had always learned it that way. But,
sure.
You know, I'll say this. Now, if you go back five grades, your grandfather, he fought in the Civil War. He was wounded twice. I've got a picture of him and his wife. I mean, our family goes all the way back. Seven grades, they fought in the Revolutionary War. My grandfather fought in the Civil War. He was an Alabama sharecropper. Never owned his... He was a white slave. I mean, he didn't have two nickels to ever rub together. And when he fought in the Civil War, it had nothing to do with slavery to him.
No.
And if you look at the history,
I don't want to rehash that part of it because, again, we're losing sight of the fact that it doesn't matter what the reality was in 1861. It matters what the reality is in 2019. There's not a single person alive today who was alive in 1861. Not one. Not anywhere in the world. And so it doesn't matter what the reality was back in 1861 of why the war was fought or what issues were this, that, or the other. It's not about slavery. It's not about any of that. It's about the fact that everyone who sees that flag, nearly everyone who sees that flag, this will even be admitted by the people who love the flag, fly the flag, have it tattooed on their body, wear T-shirts of it, they put it in the back of their truck, they have it waving over the interstate. 80% of the people who see that flag, 90% of the people who see that flag, assume it's a racist symbol. And the people who fly it acknowledge it. And my question is, why would you want to send that message about yourself? Why would you want to send the message that I am a racist? And if you're not a racist, don't fly the flag. You don't send the message. You don't send a message. It started about the interstate flag over there. But thanks for your call, bud. It started about the interstate call over there. Gino.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Do you know the difference between a Yankee and an obnoxious Yankee?
The obnoxious Yankee didn't go home.
Well, there's no difference. Y'all have a good day. I'm enjoying the show.
Every now and then, Gino hits me out of the parking lot, and that's one. He's got me on that.
That was a good one.
Thank you, Gino. There is no difference. I'm fine with that. We had Gino coming at me like he's Mr. Big Stuff.
Who do you think we'll be back. You are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The month of July getting rolling with a heat wave right off the bat. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s. It's going to be mostly sunny with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I play this song and the ladies call. I'm not saying it's a coincidence.
But it's not,
I'm not saying it's not a coincidence. I'm just saying when you play Marvin Gaye, the ladies respond. 36 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave and Barron here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Joanna.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you call because you heard the Marvin Gaye song, Let's Get It On?
I did not.
Oh, that's too
bad. I did not.
Okay, just making sure. Want to know where we were on this phone call?
Nah, it was not that.
Okay, well, why'd you call?
I had a comment about the flag.
Okay.
Flying over 65.
I was not trying to ignore you. I was trying to get Randall
call,
to tell me who the hell he was.
You screwed a call. I was covering for you.
Yeah.
You
right.
Talk.
Joanna, the floor is yours.
Yes,
you were calling on the flag on 65. Go ahead.
I was. So the other day, my daughter and I were going to the 21 Pilots concert. We were going up 65.
What a good concert.
And, you know, I was like, look to your left. There's a huge Confederate flag up there. And she said, she goes, wow, that's really racist. And she's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you know, these people need to stop living in the last century and start living in this century. And I have to completely agree with that, because I agree that it's racist. I was born and raised in the South, and I agree that it's racist.
What decade were you born in?
84.
You're getting very specific. All right, so you were born in 84, so you're young. You're what, 34, 35 years old?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anyone you know that's your age, your peer group, is there a single person who's not aware or who doesn't believe that the Confederate flag portrays an air of racism?
They believe that now.
Right.
But when we were in high school.
But it's ubiquitous, right? Everybody believes that. Everybody recognizes that that's the message put off by it, correct?
Absolutely. But, you know, when I was in high school, that was the cool thing for you to wear, was shirts that had the Confederate flag on it and all of that.
Did you go to a private school?
I went to a public school.
Which private school?
To a magnet school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at the big brains on Joanna.
Well, you know.
All right, Joanna. Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
I wish I could have asked her how the 21 Pilots concert was.
Yeah. And she buried the lead.
Yeah. Hate that. Randall.
Hey, fellas. Man, I want to tell you, I have heard some change. I really think there's some different change of heart on this radio today. I believe we can prove Oprah Winfrey wrong. I think that folks are now seeing that, you know, the perspective is what you got to look at. And that's what the folks are saying. Maybe now they realize. And if there's so many flags out there, just change it. You know what I mean? It's you. It's what you feel. And if what you feel is putting out there what somebody ain't seeing, maybe you need to change the way you're feeling and let them know how you're feeling. Because right now, they feel like you're a racist. And so now that's come to the table, Baron, I ain't going to lie. I've actually heard two phone calls, and they sounded like they have a change of heart by the end of it. Even the one with the Sons of Confederacy. And look, and they come to a lot of parades. I love them folks. Don't get me wrong, and I mean, and my granddaddy time six was a Confederate. I mean, he got shot up there, you know, I mean, it's a whole long another story, but, you know, it's just, I love how folks are now stepping back and looking at it and saying, hey, well, let's just split the flag around. Let them have it. I mean, it's been tarnished, and it is what it is, man. Y'all, this is why we love this radio station. You can't tell me hearts haven't been changed today. There's no way you won't tell me anything, because I even see it from just a little bit of different angle.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think that most members of the Sons of Confederate Veterans are they themselves racist. I don't think they're racist. But there are some who are. I don't think most of the people who fly the Confederate flag, you could go out and say that their body of work over the course of their life demonstrates a garbage racist person. I don't think that's true at all. But there's this idea that I don't care if people think I'm racist. I'm going to fly the flag anyway. And my thing is, well, pick another symbol, because mm-hmm. why would you want to send that message? I don't understand why you want to send that message.
And I
appreciate it. So, Randall's a great call. I hope hearts and minds are changed. It's not why we have the radio show, to change hearts and minds. But
I mean, look, if it happens.
You know what? I'm going to play a little bed of music under this next call, because it's Joanna again. She's going to tell us how the 21 Pilots show was.
Hello.
Joanna, are you going to tell us how the 21 Pilots show was?
It was incredible.
I bet it was.
As a parent, it was absolutely incredible. I didn't know a lot of their songs before we went into the concert, and my daughter forced me to learn all the words to all the songs, and I lost my voice for 2 days. I screamed so loud and had so much fun.
You know, I did that to my mom once. I wanted her to go see Old Crow Medicine Show with me. because they play on New Year's Eve in Nashville every year. And I wanted her to go see it with me. So I got her two CDs, downloaded them to her, or two albums, downloaded them to her iPod or whatever, she got her phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she memorized all the songs, and we went and had a blast.
That's exactly how it went for us. I really had a good time. I was not expecting to. I was expecting to be one of those parents that just stand there and sort of, you know, move along to the beat. But I really had a good time. Those guys put on a great show.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary. Y'all have a good
day. Certainly, Joanna. Thanks. All right. This next call is very special. A very special call. Not just because I used to be the best substitute host this guy ever had. In fact, the like nine best shows in the history of his 30-year distinguished radio career are the days I hosted while he was out of town.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to tell you, I don't care about that flag. I'm a black guy who's just like you. When I rolled down 65, the last thing I care about is that flag. Now, if we want to be technical, black people were done wrong under the United States flag, the stars and stripes, a hell of a lot longer than the Confederate flag. So now, do you want us to take that one down, too?
No.
Oh, okay, then.
But most people don't look at it and see it as a racist symbol.
It's an emotional issue, though, always brought up in the South to pit people against. The U.S. flag screwed us more than the Confederate flag did. I love my country, though. Don't get me wrong.
Not the current iteration that's only been here since the 50s.
Yeah, okay.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Thanks. Now, I'm telling you, that guy has had some stellar radio programs over the course of his distinguished, 30-year radio career? All nine of them hosted by me. Red Top.
Hey, bud. All this symbology is such a waste of energy and time for all of our population. And I agree with you. The gay pride flag is just like the rest of them. It's shoving everybody's personal ideas down everybody else's throat. And you know, we've had Black History Month, which has lasted 6 months. Now we've had Gay Pride Month. I guess that's going to last 6 months. It's time for us to put down the flags and get our sorry butts to work in this country and forget about all that stuff. I feel the Confederate flag is disgraceful and it exactly represents, and it really does show a problem with especially rural Alabama, how these people are not able to let go of these ideas any more than the Arabs and the Jews can stop hating each other. It's primitive and unnecessary, don't you feel?
I do. I think you and I probably agree on more than I thought when I first started hearing your calls to talk radio many moons ago.
Oh, this is true, yes. You used to hate me,
by the way. Do you tell people that in public?
Did I hate you?
Yeah, you were a very hostile caller to the Baron.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, but you're going to be all right. I figured you could take it. You're a big boy.
I am a big boy. I got the tape to prove it.
You've been confirmed and been to confession like me, so you can take it.
Hey, listen. I want you to hear how big a boy I am.
She trashed when I never had an ad, big boy. You are a big boy, buddy. Get your guns out. You don't have anything to back, buddy, but your mouth. You got the mic. Hey, you're the big boy. Put them on. And you've got your law degree. Can you do something by yourself, big boy? You finished it?
That's how big a boy I am.
That's a good one.
All right, Red Top, appreciate it. You're cutting up. When we get back, I have a special guest coming in. But before that, I've got to talk about Chase Interiors, 799-1502. 799-1502. My man over at Chase Interiors is a guy named Trey. He is straight cash, homie. This guy is money. He is awesome. You know why? He doesn't spread himself thin trying to learn a whole bunch of new crafts and trades. He does one thing. He does it well. He does it perfectly. That's walls and ceilings. That's it. Or two things. Walls, ceilings. Drywall, sheetrock, walls, ceilings. Water damage, holes, cracks, smoothing it out, redoing ceilings, taking the paneling down, putting up new sheetrock, putting up new drywall. Whatever you need, my man Trey over there can take care of it. But only if it's walls and ceilings. Only if it's walls and ceilings. 799-1502. 799-1502. You can check them out online. Chase Interiors. Interiors.com. Trey's a genius. ChaseInteriors.com. 46 minutes after 11 o'clock. More Dave Barron after this. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no.
I figure this is appropriate end of the day. I had trouble remembering the song's name.
I wanna drown my sorrow.
It's been a mad world, guys, a mad world. My man Riley Manning, he is not in a mad world. He's in a world of his own. He's in a class of his own. He is absolutely phenomenal. Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284, 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Man's only got one thing on his mind, how to make your world more beautiful, how to make your house or business a beautiful place inside or out. Riley Manning, he's a phenomenal guy, too. I mean, just a total class act. And actually got a text message from him this morning. I need to call him back as soon as I get off the air here. Just a supremely nice human being. And wish nothing but success in all the world for Riley Manning. And want you to give him a call, 799-1284. 799-1284. 50-plus years in the business. He's done thousands of houses and businesses, and every single job comes with that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Dave?
Yes?
Join.
Oh, hi.
Look who's here.
Well, first off, I want to quote George Carlin and say, I'll leave symbols to the symbol-minded. my God. Like, symbols
2 hours of this joke.
They mean whatever people want them to mean, all right?
I got a text message from my mother a minute ago. And it said, could you get off the Confederate flag?
No.
Well, I didn't. I mean, people. We talked about it in one segment, and people just called for 2 hours.
Yeah,
what am I supposed to not give the people what they want?
Well, but you said something earlier, and it made me think, like, I've been surveying my past, looking towards my future. Like, everything's clicking at all cylinders. The news cycle's great. Just went and got exhausted with an exercise, but I got that exercise, post-exercise high.
Yes.
Everything's going really, right. really well. I had an incredible weekend. Food, music, even made some love.
Hey,
Joey!
Not to say too much, so I can happily...
No, you said too much!
I can happily say... Oh, I could say more. I could happily say that I am the gayest man on the face of the earth.
What kind of love did you make, Joe?
Very happy. I am very, very happy right now.
You heard it here, folks. Joey made love and is gay.
That's awesome.
Just, you heard it here. Breaking news. Joey is the gayest man I've ever met. Have you seen Have you seen this breaking news?
Rapper Lil Nas comes out as gay? Oh, no, I didn't
Lil Nas X is gay.
Oh, wow.
Allegedly. But you know
I mean, he says it.
Got the horses.
I've seen him dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said something like, I thought I made it obvious.
Yeah.
That's what he said before. I thought I made it obvious.
And I will say this. If you're going to be Lil Nas X, putting this song out definitely does it for me. Because this song is awesome.
Wait, which one of those?
This is Panini.
Okay.
He's got the number one song in America for 7 weeks.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you
number two album in the country. Taylor Swift put out 2 songs and couldn't beat him. I don't care who he has sex with.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
But his whole song is a lie. Did you know that? Think about this in the context. His life isn't about bull riding and boobies.
Right.
Yeah, but Freddie Mercury sang Fat Bottom Girls, you know.
Well, but he didn't say my whole life is Fat Bottom Girls.
Well.
He just said they make the rock and roll go round. And whether you're touching them or not,
that's true.
Don't they?
That's very true.
So, but I saw this thing that he's not even, I mean, he's from Atlanta. It's not like he's from, you know, South Louisiana or Texas or something. Like, he's not really, he's not even really a cowboy. I saw something that said that he paid $30 for the beat and Googled,
cowboy things?
Like, stuff about cowboys. And then came up with the song, which makes it even more brilliant.
Let me tell you, there are only 2 good songs on that album. Old Town Road Remix and Panini.
And Old Town Road.
But Panini's so good.
What is Panini about?
Hey, Panini.
It's about a Panini.
An actual sandwich?
No, I think some cartoon or something.
I don't know.
This guy, my wife found and read to me a long article about this guy when we were on our drive. Because when you're in a car trapped with 7 kids for 9 hours, sometimes you need to occupy the mind.
Sure.
She came up, she found this article on Lil Nas X in... They called him, the original meme lord turned rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He figured out a deficiency that other people have figured out in the shareable music world, which is if you label your music under someone else's name, people will download it and start sharing it before they realize it's not the name on the label, but it's actually you. And then if you make it a real catchy hook, they go looking for it. And that's what happened. He mislabeled his thing. It got out everywhere. And then he released it. And everyone's like, I know that song. And so it just... It
power
had
of memes.
Yes, huh. Yes. Yeah.
What's what was it? What's the... You remember the Gourds had their version of Gin and Juice?
Yeah.
Everybody listening has heard that song labeled under Fish. So you're Fish doing Gin and Juice? Okay, it's terrible. The Gourds version was terrible. It's literally not funny and awful. But everybody loves it.
And they all think it's fish.
And they all think it's fish.
Makes people search for it and gives a little bit of mystique to it. I was listening to a podcast, a bunch of Canadians talking about the Tragically Hip. And they were saying back in the MTV days, they saw one song from the Tragically Hip, one music video. And it's where did it go? And it's not like you can look it up.
Yeah.
Would you call MTV for 50 cents a call? Hey, can you play that video again?
They are truly huge in Canada.
They really are.
Like
it's amazing.
Every Canadian knows and loves the hip. That's what they call it. I mean, it's like me. You go to school at Georgia, guess what? You get to REM.
Well, and they're kind of the Canadian REM Stones,
they have a lot of styles, and they're
they're very Canadian.
Yes, super Canadian.
But I guess it answers the question, who did Lil Nas X cheat on his baby with? Said, I cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was the turning point in his life.
I guess so.
When the rainbow started coming
down
from
heaven.
It's
the reverse of the Prince song Bambi.
Yeah. He said, go look at the lyrics to the song Closure. So I looked them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, he's indicating that if you read these lyrics, it'll be obvious he's gay.
Right.
True say, I want and I need to let go, use my time to be free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's always what you like. It's always what you like.
Yeah.
Why it's always what you like.
Oh, really? What you like?
It's always what you like,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ain't no more acting. Okay. Man, that forecast say I should just let me grow.
Yeah.
No more red light for me, baby. Only green, I gotta go.
All right.
Pack my past up in the back. Oh, let my future take a hold. This is what I gotta do. I can't be regretting when I'm old.
Okay.
What is
it
that?
Reminds me of that great classic gay anthem, Highway to Hell. No stop signs, speed limits. Nobody's going to slow me down.
I thought, oh, well, this or is going to be
got
totally
another thing coming.
Right.
By dude is actually gay.
There you go.
And he's the same way. He's like, you guys didn't notice with all like the rough trade leather gear and all that? Like nobody, really? No, nobody noticed. Well, nobody noticed? No, nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed because leather pants were hot in the 80s.
Well, yeah, androgynous is a thing in rock and roll.
It is. Right. I mean, look at David Bowie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Or the purple one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Definitely.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury. Oh, you would have never guessed. The Village People. Who knew?
Who knew?
I thought they just liked showering at the Y.
Hey,
you know.
Why? Guys got to stay clean.
I thought they just wanted to be trapped on a boat with 200 guys in the Navy.
I don't know. Serving your country.
Yeah. That's it. It was a service anthem.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the big news today. We didn't get to it. We covered North Korea.
Well,
boring. We got the Confederate flag boring, but finally we get to rapper Lil Nas X. Seemingly comes out as gay.
Yeah. What do you
but
mean?
Honestly, go watch the video of him dancing with those kids in the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. You can tell.
I mean, that's basically what he said.
I mean, honestly.
He said it's automated obvious enough, but maybe not.
Well, you can tell.
Good for him. Who cares?
I don't care what he does in his real life. It's a little disappointing that his life isn't about
bull riding boobies.
It still could be. Well, just very small boobies. Our number 272-9228. Got a couple of minutes left. Who's coming on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Troy is, and then tomorrow night, I think my brother's going to be on the show because he'll be in town.
Will Clark?
Yeah, the recently married.
Not the natural.
Will the Thrill?
Yeah,
that's
that.
Your brother? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's great. And then Wednesday, I'm actually on topic here. A guy reached out to me named Tim, and he is gay, but he's a conservative, libertarian, and he kind of wants to go into.
No. Those are different. Conservatives and libertarians are not the same thing.
No, like, there's overlap.
There's some. It's a little bit of a
you like low taxes?
Yeah, I like low taxes.
You're right. And then there are conservative libertarians. So there are pro-life libertarians who are really big into the guns and low taxes and a nice small night watchman state. Then there are more left-wing libertarians that are pro-choice and culturally left.
You know what's going to stop libertarians from taking over? I've studied this.
The guys with the guns?
No, it's not
that's
them.
Historically, usually what happens.
No.
People would say, we have a right to use these guns against you because of God or the majority or something else.
It's even simpler than that. You're thinking too deep. The number one enemy of libertarians taking over is libertarians.
Oh, yeah. It's like Mount Olympus, man.
They're largely terrible.
Go to their convention. I can't say it.
Yeah, it's awful. Joey, I'm going to turn these microphones over to you. You and the Dan Morris show will be on in mere moments. Indeed. Dave Mowry and I will be back in 21 hours. We're going to eat like kings.
We are.
In the meantime. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Good luck to you.
Can I bring up some advice real quickly on the closing waning 14 seconds of
the
program?
Depends on what it is. Go ahead.
Don't bring up the Confederate flag today.